Skagway planners approve a raptor tour permit, and a stalemate with a Canadian firewood company leaves Haines residents out in the cold. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories and more up next. A raptor tour permit that has raised public safety concerns from residents was approved by the Skagway Planning Commission on Thursday night. Planners rejected the application 2 years ago, and the tour operator, Alaska Mountain Guides, appealed. Recently, a Superior Court judge in Juneau remanded the decision back to the Planning Commission, saying that the reasons for denial were unclear. KHNS's Emily Files reports.
If all goes as planned, Alaska Mountain Guides hopes to open a raptor viewing center in the Lyersville area of Skagway, also known as the Vonnie Bertha subdivision. Up to 10 birds from the American Bald Eagle Foundation in Haines would be kept in mews. Busloads of visitors would come to the center each day and take a walking tour, learning about the eagles and other birds. AMG owner Sean Gaffney pointed out the training and expertise of the Eagle Foundation staff who would handle the birds.
It's a top-end institution, and we feel strongly that that type of programming would be a benefit to Skagway and the municipality. And we also feel that it would be a benefit to the values of adjacent lands.
But testimony from residents and planners showed the concerns that existed 2 years ago are still there. Resident Brandy Bounds pointed to the increase in traffic, noise, and the possibility of attracting wildlife.
I have kids. My neighbors have kids. Is that going to create more worry for me as a mother and a citizen in Lyersville?
Planning Chair Orion Hansen voted against the tour before, and he stuck to his objections at Thursday's meeting. He said raptors in cages could lure wolves, bears, and coyotes to the area.
I don't think it really does protect public health, safety, and welfare as presented. Bears can smell stuff from tens of miles away, and they show up. And that's honestly my opinion, and that's heartfelt. And if the judge in Juneau doesn't like that, that's how I feel.
Some of the conversation revolved around zoning. The Lyersville area is zoned industrial. Some commissioners wondered about whether that was an appropriate location for such a tour. Commissioner Rocky Outcault said he didn't think it was the best area, but there are already a variety of uses out there that are not industrial.
But how can you tell somebody that they can't operate a business? How can you tell someone they can't do something? If they jump through all the legal hoops, how can we not tell them that you don't have the same right as the guy next door to do whatever it is you want to do in this free country?
The commissioners also debated about whether raptor mews counted as kennels, which are allowed in Skagway's industrial zones. The definition of kennels in Skagway code reads, in part, a place where domestic animals or birds are kept or bred in numbers greater than six. Hansen took that to mean domestic birds, which he said does not apply to raptors. Outcault disagreed.
So I believe that is a subjugate word, domestic birds, as well.
It doesn't actually say that.
Well, I think that's the way I read that.
Using the word or does not mean that.
I believe it does. But
in my mind, it doesn't.
Newly appointed Planning Commissioner Mavis Henriksen tried to put conditions on the permit to mitigate some of the safety concerns, but her first attempt failed to get a second vote. Henriksen referred to the judge's decision to remand the permit back to planners. The judge points out AMG owners were willing to comply with conditions like building restrooms and having 24-hour supervision at the site. So he asked, why did the commission reject the application instead of putting requirements on the permit? Henriksen said that was what she was trying to do.
And I think that you're running into trouble if you don't try to offer up a solution.
At the suggestion of other commissioners, Henriksen amended her motion. She proposed putting three requirements on the permit: a DEC-approved restroom, a high chain-link fence, and a person on site at all times when birds are present. That motion passed unanimously. Eagle Foundation Director Cheryl McRoberts says the mews AMG would build in Skagway are comparable to those at the Haines Foundation. She says 24-hour supervision is not required at the Haines site. The commission's final vote to approve the conditional use permit passed 3-1. Hansen was the only vote opposed. The other commissioner who voted against the permit 2 years ago, Matt Deitch, was not present at the meeting. AMG owner Gaffney says his company hopes to have the Raptor tour in place by next summer. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
Dozens of Haines residents who buy firewood from Canadian company Demock Timber will have to look elsewhere for their fuel source this winter. The company, located near Haines Junction, has been asked by the Haines Borough to pay sales tax and obtain a business license. But the owners say they shouldn't have to, because all sales are taking place outside the borough, and the country, for that matter. The borough attorney weighed in earlier this month supporting the borough's decision. So with both sides at an impasse, the company says it's done with the Chilkat Valley. Demock has been doing business in Haines for a decade. Each year, it sells hundreds of cords of wood to residents who use it to heat their homes. Demock owner Dorothy Clunies Ross says customers continue to reach out to her about their displeasure, but she says there's nothing more they can do.
We've had a number of calls and emails, and nobody is pleased.
She says if the borough rescinded the request for the Yukoners to collect and pay borough tax, they would consider coming back.
We don't feel that we have any right to actually collect tax. We're a Canadian company. We're a Yukon company. It just doesn't seem right that they should put this pressure on us because we don't feel that we can comply legally. We're not a U.S. corporation.
Demock says for 10 years it would meet its Haines customers on the Canadian side of the border to purchase firewood. The customer was responsible for importing the wood and other paperwork, but Demock representatives would physically drive the product to the desired location, escorted by the customer.
We had a working relationship with customs. We were doing everything according to their rules, so there was no problem with the wood itself.
The Beetle Kill Spruce is dry and ready to burn, which is why so many people in Haines liked it. Clunies Ross says Haines customers make up about 10% of their overall business.
We're not going to go under because of this, but when you're in business, you make your projections based on your customer base, and so this definitely has affected us.
Demock is now in the process of letting its Haines customers know that it won't be providing firewood anymore. But some customers aren't taking this development sitting down. Earlier this week, Steve Vergen, who is a customer and a personal friend of the owners, wrote letters to the governor's office, the attorney general, and the commissioners of revenue and economic development for the state of Alaska. He says he doesn't believe the borough has the right to demand local tax from a foreign corporation. He calls the act an overreach of authority. The borough is shooting themselves in the foot, he says, because they're also losing a dry source of wood for the upcoming biomass project. Haines manager Bill Seward says the borough is within its rights to ask the business to pay.
So our position has essentially remained the same, and the interpretation of our attorney is that Dymock is subject to our tax, given the way they currently do business in Haines. Now, should they change their business model, perhaps to incorporate a common carrier for delivery of their product, that would change.
In a response to an appeal from Dymock last week, Seward, with the help of the borough's attorney, wrote that, quote, the borough's sales tax is to be broadly interpreted in favor of taxability. He went on to say that even though the transactions happened outside the borough, the product is driven into the borough and delivered in Dymock trucks. Therefore, the company must collect sales tax from its customers and pay the borough accordingly, the letter said.
That was our hang-up, was that they bought the product from a Canadian company. Same company isn't using a common carrier. They're delivering it themselves.
Seward says he's gotten plenty of calls and emails from upset residents, but he adds it would be, quote, foolish to not embrace the legal advice of our attorney. He says borough staff became aware of the discrepancy in 2014, 8 years after Demock started selling wood to Haines customers. In an interview with KHNS last month, owner John Clunies Ross said he had been threatened with fines and jail time if they didn't start paying sales tax. He says he's not interested in fighting with bureaucrats, and so the relationship between Demock and Haines has been extinguished. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced this week that Pullen Creek and Pullen Pond in Skagway are open to sport fishing for king salmon effective Saturday. In the fresh waters of Pullen Creek, the bag and possession limit for both residents and non-residents is 4 king salmon of any size. The non-resident annual limit for king salmon does not apply. This regulation will remain in effect through September 14th. According to the release, this additional opportunity is being provided to allow harvest of hatchery-produced king salmon that have returned to Pullen Creek. There will be no king salmon broodstock collected at Pullen Creek this year by the department. Last year was the final season that ADF&G managed the broodstock in Pullen Creek, citing a lack of funding and irregular return. Sport fishing licenses and king salmon stamps can be obtained online at adfg.alaska.gov. For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.